KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks from tomorrow is Election Day, and candidates remain focused on the battleground states. Former President Donald Trump spent most of the weekend in Pennsylvania, says ABC's Perry Russum.
Harris in Georgia this weekend, joined by her pastor, talking about her childhood memories in church.
Do we have leaders in place who understand that in the face of a stranger, one should see a neighbor?
Today, Harris has events in three states with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Trump heads to North Carolina to survey hurricane damage in Asheville.
An investigation's underway into the leak of apparent American intelligence documents that purported to show potential Israeli military plans. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is visiting Ukraine for the third time since the war began. And the autopsy results on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before he fell to his death from a hotel in Argentina last week. This is ABC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll appear in Waukesha County tonight. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person is dead after a car plunged into Lake Monona earlier this morning. Authorities were called to the area of Pirate Island Road around 1 a.m. There they found a car stuck in all the muck there. One person was pulled from the vehicle. They've since died. Now authorities will work to figure out what happened. Meanwhile, officials in Sun Prairie are investigating a homicide from over the weekend. It happened Friday night in the area of Martin and Elm Streets. When first responders got there, they found two people had been shot. One of them was dead, and they took the other to the hospital. They're expected to recover. Sun Prairie police say the two knew each other, but they haven't identified any suspects yet. They're still trying to figure out who would want to hurt these two people. They're asking anyone with information about this to call Sun Prairie PD or the Dane County Sheriff's Office. You can always call Crime Stoppers anonymously or use the P3 Tips app. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already. But no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip-sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickle, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Put the rhetoric aside, look at the record of these two candidates. This shouldn't be about personalities, it should be about policy. And I think people are looking at that seriously, and that's why I'm convinced we're going to win.
I'm sure that you think that a policy debate would be better than a personality debate, but if President Biden had gone on stage and spoke about the size of a pro golfer's penis, I think you would be on this show right now saying you were shocked and appalled, and you would suggest it was evidence of his cognitive decline. I wonder how Trump's remarks, not just the one about Arnold Palmer and his, quote, manhood, but everything we've heard from Trump this week.
Okay, that would be Mike Johnson, who was offended by porn, and he and his son monitored.
He didn't like porn intake, but he was fine with,
Would rather have said Johnson.
Yeah.
Well,
I know you want to talk about policy, and I respect that, but the reason that Donald Trump is not up 10 points is because of comments like that one, where people do have concerns about his fitness, his acuity, and his stability. Why is he talking about Arnold Palmer's penis in front of Pennsylvania voters?
Jake, you seem to like that line a lot. Let me tell you that Donald Trump is doing rallies nonstop around the country.
Let me just say something. I don't want to be talking about this.
Right.
Donald Trump is out there saying it. It is.
But you continue to. Let's talk about.
Because you won't address
it. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You won't address it.
Right.
Right.
Trump keeps bringing it up.
Thank you, so to speak. Okay. Old golfers don't die, by the way. They just lose their balls. That's an old golfer joke. Okay.
You're tired, aren't you?
She's
I'm
tired.
So sleepy.
She's tired.
This is just, we have really reached this is, guess the quote for you.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this.
Speaking of closing messages for the, who said get your fat husband off the couch? Get that fat pig off the couch and tell him to vote for Trump. Get him up, Jill. Slap him around. Get him up. Get them up, Jill. We want them off the couch. Who said that?
Fuzzy Zeller.
No, that was Trump's. Does he own a mirror? Why is he always calling other people fat pig? Okay, that would be his closing message to America. Mm-hmm. Dino Badala writes, Trump melts down in wild post claiming Kamala Harris should be investigated and Biden should be his opponent again. Trump is panicking. He knows he's 100% going to lose. Oh, dear God, I hope so. It is terrifying. George Conway tweets, with all of the Trump's wild, narcissistic, sociopathic ramblings and his obviously deteriorating cognition and physical state, it's easy to forget some basic indisputable facts. One, he is already a convicted felon. Two, he still faces dozens of other serious criminal charges. Three, hundreds of people have been convicted and imprisoned for what he caused them to do on January 6th, 2021, just by way of, you know.
Right.
Okay. Even Howard Kurtz on Fox News had to fact check him.
Yes,
okay.
Your famous line about Springfield, Ohio, and I take your point that 15 to 20,000 legal Haitian immigrants settling in that area causes a lot of friction. But when you said, and you know it's gone viral, that they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, you say you're just reporting what had been said. But why not say now, well, look, that turned out not to be true.
I don't know, if it's, not true. I don't know if it's true or not true. I read
eating
something.
The pets, you don't know if it's true or not true. No. It's been debunked by
the
officials.
What about the goose, the geese? What about the geese? What
one
happened
guy.
There? They were all missing. I don't
was
know.
One
Listen,
was,
Kelly.
It was a white guy.
And one guy. 64-year-old white guy.
Okay.
Oh, geese, Howie. I have no idea. I said something. The big problem is that you can't put 30,000 people into a 50,000 person town or city and expect this city to even survive or do well. What they've done to Springfield, Ohio is very, very unfair.
No.
And, I mean, there are a lot of stories. There are a lot of other stories that I've heard that are horrible stories. I haven't said it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But that's a story that was reported, and I said that. Why don't you go after the newspaper that wrote it? Don't you know, blame me.
Well, I think it's been debunked by local officials.
I don't think it's been debunked at all. I think nobody talks about it except you.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Okay. That's a really good new TV show, though, with Kathy Bates.
Barbara in Tulsa did the same thing I did. She did postcards this weekend.
Yay!
Do something! Hi, Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Okay. Let's see. First of all, I voted last Tuesday.
Yay.
I hand-delivered my ballot to Tulsa Election Board because I don't trust DeJoy to deliver my blue ballot.
Good. Right. There you go. Okay. So, and you did postcards.
Okay.
I did postcards this weekend.
And the postcards, yes.
Good girl.
I've been working on 500 postcards
wow.
to send to Writer's Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I did it a little while this weekend. I have all the respect in the world for people that do a lot of canvassing and postcards and phone banking. It is not easy. It's hard work. And so I appreciate as Michelle Obama said, do something. I appreciate everybody that's doing something.
Apparently Jane Fonda was canvassing this weekend too.
Ooh. Ooh. Can you? I think Rudy Giuliani was too. Can you imagine seeing that at your door?
Oh God!
Whoa! Halloween is. Oh, it's not a mask. Okay.
It's Eddie Munster.
By the way, Ron tweets in addition to "quote unquote" mistakenly playing the wrong clip, Brett Baer interrupted Kamala Harris 38 times in 27 minutes. Wow.
Not surprising.
Yeah. Oh, tell your Maya Rudolph story. She's so fantastic as Kamala Harris.
This is awesome.
So Alec Baldwin played Brett Baer. It was hilarious on SNL.
Yeah,
I'm sorry? Excuse you.
So I was playing that clip to see about it, and Lonnie was just listening to it. And I said, wow, she's really got her cadence down. And he said, wait, that's not the vice president? And I said, no, that's Maya. And so I emailed Maya because we're friends.
Right.
And I said, by the way, you're amazing. And Lonnie thought that you were actually the vice president. She goes, oh my God, that's the best compliment.
Aww.
She is. She's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. She is. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Playing her.
It
she
was,
really is.
It was hilarious. Oh, look, we found some 2011 Donald Trump.
Okay.
Saying what
oh,
now?
Yeah.
Saying what now?
And, you know, some of them don't have the courage to do it. I don't want
to
say
debate?
Who, but there are a couple
well, we know who they are.
I mean, there are a couple of them that called me and told me, I just, Donald, I'm just too nervous to do it. And I'm saying to myself, here's a guy that's supposed to negotiate or a person that's supposed to negotiate against China. Yeah. These guys come out of the womb. They never cry. You know, they're not even crying. And we have guys that are afraid to go into a debate.
Mm-hmm. Right. They didn't cry when they were born. Couldn't you know that? Because what? Okay. Anyway, he's just talking about people that are, you know, too much of a
coward
to debate.
Debate.
Right.
That's
yeah.
weird. Yeah, the vice president had some thoughts
on that. And now he is ducking debates and canceling interviews. Come on. And check this out. His own campaign team recently said it is because of exhaustion. Well, if you are exhausted on the campaign trail, it raises real questions about whether you are fit for the toughest job in the world.
Bob tweeted, if Trump is truly up in the polls after this all-timer of cognitive cratering this week, either the polls are broken or we are. I'm still hoping it's the polls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. By the way, the Dow and the S&P just hit the highest levels ever recorded in history.
Yep.
Remember him saying that the stock market will crash if you elect Biden? No, he's saying the same thing about Kamala. Lawrence O'Donnell said the cover of The Economist now describes the American economy as the envy of the world. To put that in political terms, The Economist is saying the Biden economy is the envy of the entire world. Oh, dear God. Okay, Chris, who said I spent... Have a little faith in him. I spent 8 years cleaning up the mess the Republicans left me, and then I handed over to Trump 75 straight months of job growth, and all he did with it is give a tax cut to the people who don't need it, drive up the deficit in the process, and now he wants to do it again.
Michelle Wee.
No. Wow, that was really easy, because there's only one president that handed it over, and that would be President Obama.
Right.
But, wow, that's, you know what, you were right to have your disbelief in him. Wow.
Uh-oh. Close.
14, the president. President
Along
Obama.
With his intentions... There is also a question of his competence. Have you seen him lately? I mean, he is out there. He's given two and a half hour speeches, just word salads. You have no idea what he's talking about. He's talking about Hannibal Lecter. He's talking about this. He's talking about that.
Yes. Rick Wilson said, I want to leave you with a certitude tonight. Donald Trump is entirely, utterly barking mad. Yeah. He is one speech away from spending the rest of his life in a padded cell, scrawling out his manifestos on the wall in his own feces. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice thought. Okay, more President Obama.
He held a town hall meeting where let me explain, because I've done a lot of town hall meetings. The point of a town hall meeting is to take questions. He just decided, you know what, I'm going to stop taking questions. And then he's swaying to Ave Maria and YMCA for about half an hour. Folks are standing there not sure what's happening. Can you imagine if I did that? Can you imagine if Ruben did that right in the middle? Now, our playlist would probably be better. But...
By the way, for the first time ever, President Obama reveals he handed over a detailed playbook on how to deal with pandemics, and Trump ignored it. I'm glad he said it. 400,000 people would have been alive if Donald Trump had just paid attention and tried to follow the plan that we gave him.
Yep.
But he didn't, because you know why? Because the black guy did it. Mm-hmm. It was a black guy plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more, President Obama.
He called himself the father of IVF. I do not know what that means. You do not either. He said January 6th was a day of love. Do not boo. Vote. It made January 6th sound like it was Woodstock. You would be worried if your grandpa was acting like this. No, I'm not joking. You would, right? You'd call up your cousins and you say, "Have you noticed?"
Okay. Speaking of comedy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the Queen.
Do you care about reproductive freedom? Kamala Harris will fight to win back our reproductive rights and sign into law the protections of Roe v. Wade. Go to IWillVote.com. Check your registration, make a plan, and vote for Kamala Harris on November 5th. Because I don't know about you, but I'd really like to get the government out of my f***ing
Yeah.
As only she can.
And for people in California, today is the last day you can register to vote.
Oh, do it.
Do it. So if you're in California, yeah, do it.
Yes.
Definitely. JoJo in Santa Fe with some happy clappy. Hey, JoJo.
Yeah, hey, Steph, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to tell you, I've been listening to you for 100 years, but I feel an urgency. I had to call today
okay.
to tell you,
forget the polls. Why are people looking at polls? That's old hat. That I don't even know how they're taking it. They say by phone, maybe landline, and who's got a landline?
Yeah.
But may I say this? I'm an Alan Lichtman fan, and I figured probably Jody must know this guy.
Yeah.
Alan Lichtman does the 13 keys.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the historian. He's correctly data. Predicted every election, yes. And he says
right?
Kamala.
So,
yeah.
We know he's. Kamala is going to win the election, so just let everybody know. Don't get freaked out.
Right.
All right.
Don't get happy,
that's
though.
That's it.
All right, listen, I can speak from experience being hung up on a million times this weekend, phone banking. I don't trust the polls. I hang up on...
You'd hung up on yourself.
And you have a landline.
I'm used to hanging up. I'm the one that hangs up. People hang up on me. What?
And you have a landline.
Yes, I do. Hello.
So do I.
Who's calling?
I have two.
I got rid of my landline like 14 years ago.
Is it Paramount calling?
They only want your car.
Oh. 20 minutes, spoiler alert, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom of From Religion. Did you know that we are based on freedom of religion and freedom from religion, if that's your choice? Almost a third of Americans have no religion. 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's poisonal. Right? Your rights, all of it, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, man. Remember when they used to be about freedom and keeping the government out of your life?
Yeah, man.
This is everything is decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it. They do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. You've got the power. You've got the power. Join the movement to protect what matters most, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stephanie Miller.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever after?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Alpha Liberal, Cliff Schechter, coming up for the hour in just a few minutes. Lizzo. I love Lizzo. I already told you I love you. I love me some Lizzo. Speaking out for the Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. And I loved Kamala Harris's T-shirt, Detroit versus Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Here we go.
So happy to be back in Detroit. You know, all the best things were made in Detroit. Coney Dogs, Faygo, and Lizzo. I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit. We're talking about the same Detroit that innovated the auto industry and the music industry. So put some respect on Detroit's name. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, they've had a huge comeback.
Mm-hmm. It's such they a have.
Stupid they have. Slur. Michael in North Carolina voted early. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to call both your sisters and remind them that they can cast their ballots early. It's already happened.
My one sister's in Virginia. The sister in North Carolina has been out canvassing. She's working her tail off. I'm sure she's already voted. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
And call your brother. Okay. Tell him there's been a special dispensation. He can vote on November 6th.
All right. I will do that. Thank you. Let's go to Sandy in Minneapolis. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jody. Hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. So every year, my friends and I, we go to this small town in Iowa just for a girls' weekend. And we were there over this past weekend, and I saw a lot of Harris signs, which was really cool.
All right.
A lot of Trump signs, too.
Yeah.
But seeing the Harris signs was so so great. But then there's this little bar that we always go to, and some of the locals know us. And so we were in there just hanging out, and this lady comes up to me and asks me if I'm Harris. And I said, yes. And she started to yell at me. Like, it was just the worst thing ever to not vote for Trump. And she started yelling about the border and all this other crazy stuff. And I ended up having to walk out because I wanted to hit her. So
anyway, well, at least
thank you for not being
there
a violent
Democratic club in
all right. See,
didn't choose violence.
Liberals, we're better. We don't choose violence.
Thank you.
Also, you know, hit him with the fact that you know, border crossings are down under Biden Harris.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, speaking of family. Dan from Binghamton said, Steph, I read an article about Ethel Kennedy's funeral. It mentioned that Kenny Chesney sang "You Are My Sunshine," which made me think of you. Aww. And your mom. Mm,
that's sweet.
Okay. Jeff Flake, by the way,
yeah.
Speaking of Republicans, said, I'm voting for Kamala Harris not in spite of being conservative, but because I'm a conservative. Conservatives believe in the rule of law. And I have to hope there's a lot more like him. Yeah. So 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay can't agree on a new lease for Lambeau Field. The issue is who will pay for about $1.5 billion worth of repairs and renovations. The city wants the team to pay more, while the team wants the city and the stadium district to help. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week means the EPA can move forward with new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says severe climate events are bad for the U.S. economy.
So we need climate action now to ensure that our economy can be planned, can move forward in a way that's good for business, that's good for communities, that's good for our families.
Power companies had asked the High Court for a pause on work toward tougher standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The high fire risk continues across Wisconsin. Over the weekend, some central Wisconsin counties were upgraded to very high fire danger. There have been at least 40 wildfires in just the last 10 days or so. Amy Penn from the Department of Natural Resources.
We've got dry leaves, that things are drying out in the woods. But before the snow falls, there's this period again where we tend to have elevated fires, whether that's from people burning debris or, you know, warming fires when hunting, I mean, using equipment. There are a lot of causes, but number one cause is debris burning. The second cause is usually equipment.
You could find all the information you need on the DNR's website. Bail has been set for the mother of Elijah Vu and her boyfriend. Katrina Bauer faces $400,000 bail. Her boyfriend Jesse Vang faces $500,000. They have another court appearance today. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
It's interesting. I was so amazed that Harvey Weinstein got hit as hard as you can get hit, because he was sort of the king of the world, right? And yet he got hit. And I figured that maybe he wouldn't get hit so hard. But boy, did he get. You don't know him well. I don't know him well. But I watched that. And it was amazing.
He got schlonged.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein got schlonged. I see. He was something king of woke. And wow, it's amazing how the rich white sexual predators are always the victims in these scenarios.
Yeah. Because they never think they're doing anything wrong.
Yeah. Oh, like, for instance, Elon Musk accuses the media of actively encouraging his assassination for supporting... They're all, first of all, nobody has done that. And secondly, they're all such whiny little bitches. Yep. How are they?
I'm sick of their narcissistic, look at me. Oh, they're trying to kill me, look at me.
Elon Musk to be?
Nobody's called for that.
He's accusing the legacy mainstream media of trying to encourage people to assassinate him and Trump.
Narcissistic.
First of all, by the way, just in case you're paying attention, he's breaking the law with this. Elon Musk says on stage at a town hall, the America PAC will be awarding $1 million every day until the election to a registered Pennsylvania voter who has signed his petition. Illegal.
We can talk to Merrick Garland about that tomorrow.
Merrick Garland, are you up? Hello?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he said so dramatically increasing my risk. Oh, sorry. Do you have a tinier violin? This one's not small enough. So dramatically increasing my risk of being assassinated and engaging in politics is not what I want to do. I do not have a death wish, but the stakes are so high. I really feel I have no choice but to do it. And that's the real. Oh, aren't you a hero? You know what he's talking about? By the way, the German magazine Der Spiegel had a cover with, first of all, that's not the American mainstream media.
No.
They had a cover showing Musk's face combined with the face of Trump, saying to now together with Donald Trump, he's targeting his greatest project, the undermining of liberal democracy. How is that a call for assassination?
It's not.
Isn't saying what a lot of authoritarian scholars are saying. He said, you can do the violin again. With their relentless hit pieces, legacy mainstream media are actively encouraging the assassination of Trump and now me.
No. No.
Shut up. Do not pass go. Go directly to prison for your election interference scheme. That's literally trying to buy an election.
It is.
Like, right? I'll give you $1 million and he's collecting, obviously, voter information.
Once a day.
Yeah. Okay, Shannon Watts, our friend, our buddy, our pal, who we just had on, said AARP polling shows that women over 50 who vote at high rates and feel misunderstood by politicians have shifted support to Kamala Harris more than any other demographic. We're common childless dog ladies, menopausal, grandma, child watching, whatever. I mean, I'm not that old, but I'm just saying.
Well, I am.
I'm totes that old.
JoJo from Jurors on Twitter said, y'all, the replies are a show on a level I've never seen before, but I'm still scrolling through them to find you, and I won't stop. Keep posting. Don't cede this space them. I am with you, Joe. Also, the other good reason to be on Twitter, Mark Hamill.
That's the only good reason.
Mark Hamill, Who will be at LA Sexy Liberal coming up. Oh, my God, it's coming up. November 2nd with Martin Sheen, with Representative Adam Schiff, who is in the news a bit. Glenn Kirshner, it's going to be fantastic. You can also get pay-per-view if you cannot make it to Los Angeles.
So you can watch live or, watch it the next day, because on the East Coast, it's on a little late.
Yes.
Yeah, because it starts at 11 on the East Coast.
You never know. Yeah. People still talking about the fact that I ordered broccoli on our last road trip to Kansas City.
Yes, it was really an abomination.
People cannot stop talking about that.
Kansas City's best barbecue restaurant. A.B. Campbell says, it looks like you had a good trip to Kansas City with Frangelo. When I come to L.A., I'm going to go to In-N-Out to get some spaghetti and to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles to order from some fresh sea bass.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? America?
Actually, In-N-Out does make a really good grilled cheese.
See?
They actually do.
They do. It's a really good grilled cheese.
I'm pro-choice in every aspect. Just order what you want. Brent in Texas. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes.
So obviously the person that screened my call thought that I would have, I gave her my talking point, and I gathered that it was had to have some validity to it. So I just want to reach out to the airwaves and also to you, ma'am, to let you know that we've been conditioned by the people, the corporations and things that control this entire world,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to build their power. They're trying. It's even written on the money. All the signs are also prevalent, and we're in a time of information where information is easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And what my point is this:
good.
The voting system is a farce.
Oh boy.
We are being conditioned to.
No. Okay, he needs to stay off the dark web.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? See, I had more patience now that I phone banged this week, and I left him on way longer.
You did. That was shocking.
Halfway.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. He wanted to reach out to the airwaves, though.
Oh, okay.
Well,
the corporate-owned airwaves.
All right. You know, to undermine our faith in the electoral process.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Hmm. Now I feel better that I got to hang up on someone because having been hung up on the phone bank, this I was like, how dare you? Hmm. Okay. Rick Stengel tweets, the most important and beautiful sentence in Judge Chutkan's 5-page order rejecting Trump's request to keep materials secret until after the election, quote, if the court withheld information that the public otherwise had a right to access solely because of the potential political consequences of releasing it, that withholding itself could constitute or appear to be election interference. Mm-hmm. Thank you. If ever the American people have a right to know, it's when trying to decide who to give the nuclear codes to.
Yep.
Repro Truth tweets, oh my gosh, the new Mifepristone lawsuit claims the Mifepristone is suppressing teen birth rates,
mm-hmm.
which injures plaintiff states by depriving said states of population increases, as if teen girls are inherently meant to serve the state as baby factories. No sense wondering about the Handmaid's Tale. It's here, mm-hmm. everyone. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Tony in Cincinnati. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Stephanie. I want to thank you for keeping me sane. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wowee.
I
am very loosely tethered to my own, but thank you for that, Tony.
I spoke with my neighbor. She's 60, a white lady, and she believes George Soros sent everybody to the Capitol Trump is a patriot.
Okay.
And... oh, my God. And she believes that the Haitians are still eating the pets.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable. She voted for Trump. I've already voted, of course, for Kamala.
Yeah.
And, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, and thank you for Dr. Marty's.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, good.
Oh, my
Yay.
God. I know. My doggies are crazy.
We have a greyhound and a mixed breed lab, and oh my gosh, they just
go crazy.
Eat it up.
I know. All right,
they go
you're
crazy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tony. Oh my God, I know. There's stuff like I said to you off air. I know you're not supposed to say on air.
Right.
Some people are just so willfully ignorant, though.
We are.
I'm sorry. We do have a stupidity problem
in
certain, you know. Segments. It's not even, I don't think it's about education because, you know, some of the smartest people I know do not have college degrees. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
I'm not talking snooty liberal.
It's willfully
elitist
ignorant.
Stuff. Yeah. It's just, whoever she was just talking about. Tristan Snell, our buddy, our pal, who will join us tomorrow. Says MAGA candidate Tim Sheehy is trying to take John Tester's Senate seat in Montana. Sheehy runs around claiming he was wounded in combat in Afghanistan. He wasn't. He accidentally shot himself in 2015, and police and park ranger reports now prove it. Sheehy is a liar. Oh my God, all of these candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
These Republican candidates are such frauds, just like their party leader.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that borrowed someone else's wife and kids? They're not his wife
and
kids.
He's just single. Just be single.
It's like this fake closed McDonald's, this fake photo op.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he's made all of them frauds, I swear to God. Yeah, that's this guy.
Oh, son of a bitch! I just injured myself.
Oh, we have got to
get the Senate, we've got to keep the House, because as you keep saying, Jody, the House is where they could absolutely try to really do electionery and just hand the election to Donald. But I'm telling you, we have some fantastic candidates. John Tester, Lucas Kuntz was just endorsed there in Missouri. Jackie Rosen in Nevada. There's a lot of, you know, we should have on again is Debbie Mucarcel Powell, who is this close, right neck and neck with Rick Scott.
Yeah.
So please, please, please vote blue down ballot too. Okay. This said everything you need to know about our how we got here at mainstream media. The PolitiFact founder is now willing to reveal which party lies more now that he is retired.
No.
And yet another.
A warning.
Edition of Now a Warning. Yeah, I mean,
Now a Warning.
Both sides don't do it. Nope. This is the PolitiFact founder, Bill Adair. He went on C-SPAN. He has a new book out, of course.
Of course.
Called Beyond the Big Lie, was pressed on which political party in the U.S. actually lies more. Ooh, this is going to be such a spoiler alert for you. But here is the, this was a caller. This was back in 2012, correct? Yes. Yeah.
Isn't it true? I read recently in Nation Magazine that the PolitiFact and your nearest competitor had listed in general veracity of statements of Republicans versus Democrats, and that almost 7 out of 10 of the pants on fire, or the three for no heels, were given to the Republicans as opposed to Democrats. Democrats lied almost as much, but the lies were a lot smaller. So isn't that true?
I can honestly say I don't keep score. That's what you said in 2012, so fill in the rest of it. Well, I was lying.
All right.
So PolitiFact would have fact-checked you as lying.
Right.
We did keep score. And we didn't keep score by party, but we kept score, and still do, PolitiFact does, by individual. And so you could easily look through the prominent Republicans and compare them to the prominent Democrats and see that Brian was right. But I lied, and I lied because I was trying to show that we were impartial. And this is really important in Washington journalism, to show that you're not taking sides. But
yeah, but the fact is, Republicans lie more.
The challenge with fact-checking is that it is a kind of a rough-and-tumble form of journalism. And you are making calls, and that's important. That is what political fact-checking is all about. But in doing so, we see this unmistakable pattern, and we can talk about that in a bit. But I, and this is true for other fact-checkers, didn't answer that question when I got asked that question when I gave speeches and on other TV appearances, because I was trying to show my impartiality, that we were truly nonpartisan in what we did.
But the problem is, it is not a bipartisan problem.
No, it's not.
At this point in our history. And this is the problem. Like, Republicans only tell the truth when they retire.
Right.
Right? When they're not, you know, like Jeff Flake we just read. So he finishes with this.
And that is still a core principle of PolitiFact, that it looks at both parties equally. It looks at each statement individually. But this pattern is unmistakable. And now that I no longer work for PolitiFact, that I'm a faculty member at Duke, I can talk about it freely. And
it,
I think as a nation, I think we need to talk about it. Because the fact that there are so many lies coming from the Republicans, it's really affecting our discourse.
Now that I don't work at PolitiFact anymore.
And I'm trying to sell a book.
When fact-checking doesn't matter and I'm trying to sell a book. Ay, 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 what the Christ. Okay, Cliff checked. I need an alpha liberal is what I need.
Yes, you do.
Coming up in just a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick right in there.
Blink, whee!
Blink, 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 blink. Why? Because I like, I do it with ice. It's strawberry lemonade flavor.
Nice.
I get to hydrate. I get 10 supplements in one. They're all in there.
Yeah.
Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. It's even stuff for like my cartilage bones. It's some sort of magic potion.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
All right.
I'm telling you, I needed this to get to the top of Mandeville Canyon on my bike. It is, it's in my bike bottle, it's in my hiking bottle every single day, and it's a game changer for me. I love the taste. It's delicious. If you want to gain energy, feel better, enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Whoa.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, in November, the American people will make a choice. We hope they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. And in October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you will get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow. It's so easy to switch. You can keep your current phone number. You can even bring a phone you already have to Credo Mobile. Yes, little teeny tiny, you can make a big difference in the world. Learn more at CredoMobile.com right now. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget the promo code VOTE50, and Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman, and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marsh lands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks for bringing up my surgery again.
speaking of that, Doug texts and he says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week, so he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Like a surgeon.
Wow, we just got an unsolicited testimonial to Dr. Modi.
We did.
Wow. She's got a greyhound. I thought at first she meant a bus, but no, the dog. She has a dog. Greyhound and another mix.
They're sweet dogs.
And they both went crazy for Dr. Martens. I'm telling you, same story with my friend Marsha and her dog Riley. Riley's a good boy. Riley loves Dr. Martens. Oh. Okay. Bonnie and Clyde, they'd go crazy. You know why?
Why?
Because dogs know, you can smell it. Oh, God.
They go ape dump.
Yeah, I love huffing that bag. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, a bunch of other superfoods. You can smell it. It is real food, and it's raw and freeze-dried, which means all that flavor is packed in there. It's not blasted on high heat, so all the nutrients and flavor is gone. They love it. Exactly. Fooey on that.
Yeah.
And they're sneaking a little more cereal. In their dog's food at those sneaky dog companies. This is meat. Dogs are carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate in the in the wild.
No fractionation.
Thank you. Okay, that's what we all love. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Right now you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Crispies! Sorry, I didn't mean to say it now. It's not till this afternoon. It's at the regular time after the nap and the hike. Sorry,
now you've confused them.
I'm sorry, because I say it the exact same way every afternoon. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply 54 minutes after the hour. Oh, dear God. 60 Minutes also had to...
Of course.
Respond.
Fact check.
Yeah.
They put out a statement yesterday on the accusation made by Trump that there was deceitful editing... of an interview with Vice President Harris. He had said the network should lose its FCC license, be prosecuted,
because
something.
Editing.
Jailed, something.
Because editing a pre-recorded interview.
Right.
Because editing.
You know how they use different things sometimes for clips and then in the regular interview they do, you know.
They do that in between trailers and movies all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were two different versions of Harris's answers to questions about Netanyahu. They said Trump's claims of deceitful editing are false. It was just simple editing for time and succinctness. And they said if he would like to discuss the issues facing the nation and the Harris interview, we'd be happy to have him on 60 Minutes. But, of course, you can't because he's a muck, muck, muck. Muck, 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 muck.
He is.
How about you? Here's an idea. How about you cover him undermining the United States behind Biden's back with Netanyahu? How about that's a more important answer about Netanyahu than... They used a longer version, a shorter version of an answer because... Okay, I can't. I guess. Okay. Did I mention Arnold Palmer's daughter, Peg?
Peg Palmer?
Yes.
Peg Palmer?
Said her...
probably Margaret.
She said, I think it was a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father.
Yeah.
Yes,
Stop talking about my dad's... perhaps is what she meant to say. But he just went on to say how little he thought of Trump and that he did not like him. He said, what would my dad think of Donald Trump today? I think he'd cringe. Anyway, I told the story earlier about everything she said he thought of him and how crude and... Ugh. Okay, Steve in Vermont. Hello, Steve.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I'm a mailman, and I just wanted to let everyone know, as of today, out of my district, every ballot is being separated to towns and shipped there through express mail, which means they will be there the next day.
Nice. Good.
Yay. Yay. Listen, I would, but you know what? I still would tell people, vote as soon as you can.
Yes,
just because.
Just in case. Just in case.
I don't trust DeJoy. I don't trust all of this Republican.
And you don't trust buses either.
Pardon?
You don't trust buses either. Because you're always afraid that I'm going to get hit by one if I
don't vote now.
I'm very concerned about your bus hitting.
Shannon in Long Island. Hello, Shannon. Shannon.
Oh, Shannon, you missed your chance.
In Long Island. Oh, look, I can hear the sea. I can hear Long Island.
She's on the shore.
Oh, it's like listening to a seashell. Hi, Shannon.
The North Shore.
All right.
She's on the shore.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Let's go to Brett in Florida. Hi, Brett.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Am I on the
interwaves
or whatever that was?
Go ahead. 20 seconds.
I'm calling to chastise Ms. Miller.
Uh-oh.
We're knocking on doors and making phone calls like you wouldn't believe here in Florida. It's not hard. It's very easy. It's incredibly pleasant experience.
Oh.
Don't be scaring people
All
away.
Right. It was my first time. I'll go try again. Okay. Cliff Schechter next.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.